Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. Let me start out apologizing for skipping a week this past week. It's the first time since I started this program in over a year. I had to move two college daughters home from two different schools in two different states, and it's been nice spending some time with them again, though. In this program, I'm going to rev you up for the Indianapolis 500. The greatest spectacle in auto racing will take place for the 90th time this coming Sunday. Before then, though, I'll be in Indy to cover pre-race events like Thursday's Ethanol Forum. You'll be able to follow it all on AgWired and Domestic Fuel as I travel blog my stay there in text, pictures, video, and audio. As part of the revving up process, I'm going to let you listen to some of the guys who have been instrumental in the push to have the Indy Racing League move to a blend of ethanol fuel this year and 100% ethanol next year. I've heard some people claim this is all just a gimmick to get publicity for ethanol. Duh! And it's been a huge success story as you see the amount of coverage that Team Ethanol is getting these days. A lot of the push has been coming from the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council, or EPIC. I'm sure you're aware that we've been directly involved in helping publicize their efforts, and I can't say enough about how well this fledgling organization is doing its job of educating the public and industry. The president of EPIC is Tom Branham. He's CEO of Glacial Lakes Energy, a farmer-owned ethanol plant in Watertown, South Dakota. I interviewed him at the recent Ethanol Day at the Indy Speedway, and he describes what EPIC does.
We've done a tremendous amount of work. We've hired Tom Salenica, and we have Tom Blattner on board, and Reese Nefito and Joanna, and we've just got a nice crew that's doing a wonderful job. EPIC has focused on the, as you see, on the Indy Racing League. There's 10% ethanol this year, going to 100% ethanol next year. And, of course, we're all here today to promote our ethanol in these cars as well. But there are a lot of other venues that EPIC gets involved in. For instance, with mechanics in Wichita, we did quite a promotional piece there, and that was very successful. And we're looking at doing the same type of promotional opportunities in other parts of the country right now.
Also on the board of EPIC, and one of the founders, is Jeff Broin, CEO of Broin Companies. That's a company that designs and builds ethanol plants. In an interview I did with him on Ethanol Day, he describes how the publicity that's tied into the Indy Racing League has had a positive impact on the image of ethanol in America.
Well, for many years we've been trying to get out the positive message of ethanol, and that it's an American-made fuel, that it's good for the environment, that it's a high-performance fuel, and I think that finally we're getting some good media attention around that. You know, there have been many naysayers over the years, a lot of negative articles and misperceptions, and without question, I know a lot about the fuel, and it's the best fuel on the planet, and it's nice to see it get this kind of attention.
If you've visited our domestic fuel website, you'll find that EPIC is our major sponsor, although we're seeking additional ones to help us grow our alternative fuel news coverage. One of the things we do with EPIC is a regular podcast called Fill Up, Feel Good. You can find it in the iTunes Music Store or other podcast directories. And of course, there's a link to it on the website with instructions for subscribing. Cindy hosts this program, and I'd like to play you the latest episode now, since it's a good one, and it's going to help rev you up for Indy.
Welcome to Fill Up, Feel Good, a podcast sponsored by the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council. I'm Cindy Zimmerman. No matter who wins the Indy 500 this year, ethanol can take at least 10% of the credit. This is the first year all cars in the event are being run on a blend of 10% ethanol to 90% methanol. Next year, it will be 100% ethanol. 2005 Rookie of the Year Danica Patrick is racing for Rahal Letterman, which is also home to the Team Ethanol car.
I'm proud to be close to the source with them being involved with Rahal Letterman. I think it's very important. I think that anything that acts in the movement of making the world a better place and cleaner, then I'm all for it. So I think it's a really important thing.
Jeff Simmons is the Team Ethanol car driver.
The primary ethanol signage and promotion will be my responsibility and the Team Ethanol, the Car 17's responsibility. But having Danica and Buddy, who are popular drivers and very competitive drivers, just adds to it all.
U.S. Secretary of Energy Samuel Bodman recently visited the Indianapolis Motor Speedway to learn more about the performance value of ethanol.
We're very active in seeking more and more ethanol to be used all through our country. And this is part of it, is the idea of using ethanol in this race is just terrific.
Bodman says he's excited about the potential for ethanol.
It means, bluntly, that the money that all of our citizens pay for gasoline stays here in this country. Simple as that. And I think over time we're going to find different ways of making the fuels more and more efficient, more and more effective. I'm very pleased at the prospects.
And while the Indy Racing League is just making the switch to ethanol, a hot rod driving dairy farmer has been a pioneer on the drag strip.
I do a couple different things. One, I farm 2,300 acres and I milk 500 cows over in Ohio, Northeast Ohio. Two, I'm a five-time IHRA, or International Hot Rod Association, world champion in a class called Funny Cars. We have a car that will go from 0 to 250 mile an hour in 5.7 seconds. It's fueled on 100% ethanol and totally lubricated with corn oil.
Mark Thomas says he's been racing on 100% ethanol since 1990.
Our sanctioning body said, we'll let you be the guinea pig. Well, we won the world championship that year in 1990. They made it a legal fuel that we could all run. And we've gone on to win, and be the winningest driver in history. And that kind of makes it fun.
One organization that can take a lot of credit for getting ethanol on the fast track is the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council, or EPIC. EPIC President Tom Brannon, also CEO of Glacial Lakes Energy of South Dakota, says educating the public about the performance value of ethanol is an important mission for the country right now.
We're seeing now that we're getting the general public asking for ethanol. That never used to happen before. We used to have to push. Now we're starting to get a little bit of a pull market. We're very happy to see that, and hopefully it'll continue. We'll see ethanol all over the United States soon.
Brannon says EPIC's message is simple.
Ethanol is good for the environment. It's good for energy conservation. You know, it will extend the amount of finite fuel that's in the ground, which is petroleum and natural gas. And ethanol is renewable. It comes out of the fields that the farmers grow corn and wheat and milo and barley and sugar beets and all the other products that can be used to make ethanol. And what's not to like about it?
More information about EPIC and ethanol can be found on their website, drivingethanol.org. That's your Fill Up, Feel Good podcast. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, reporting for the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council.
I hope you like Fill Up, Feel Good. It's a great way to help spread the EPIC message and is an example of how we can help you spread your message as well. That's all for the Zimcast this week. Keep an eye on AgWired and domestic fuel as we shift gears this week and throttle into Indianapolis. Also, keep your eye out for my announcements of some exciting new event coverage coming up in June. And thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.